There's a minhag Yisrael to have dairy on Shavuos. People have cheesecake, whether it's part of a kiddush, and they go for the meat meal, or some have dairy during a meal. It gets into how you learn Simchas Yontov and what the minhag was. So regardless, the Mishnah Berurah gives a famous answer to why do we have dairy, because when the Klal Yisrael came back, it was too much of a tircha. In order to slaughter, they had to shecht an animal, Malicha, take the blood out, etc. It's a long process. So dairy is much easier to have dairy. So that's why they had dairy. The question the Mefarshim ask on the Mishnah Berurah is, like, what do you mean? We have a tradition. All agree that the first Shabbos, the first Shavuos was on Shabbos. Interesting enough, the way it falls out on our calendar, the first day of Shavuos can never be on Shabbos. The second day can be. You could have a Friday Shabbos, but you can't have a Shabbos, so whatever the reason. But the original Shabbos, according to everybody, was that it was Shabbos. So the question is, like, what do you mean you can't have, why does the Mishnah have to say because of Tircha? Just say Pashat. You can't Shecht on Shabbos. You can't do all those things. It's an Isser, it's a It's a malacha, you'll be machal Shabbos. Why not give the simple answer? So, someone suggests the following. We know we have a machokas. I think it's a discussion, the Maharam Rittenberg and the Rush at the end of Moed Katan regarding a katan, sheniskadel tok shroshim, a katan that becomes a gadol in the middle of shroshim. Does he chayev in Aveiros? Because do I say since he became a god the way after it started, the Chiyav Aveiros began as a Kfura, the Chiyav Shiva. So therefore, we say he's exempt, or people say no, he's chayav. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. So they ask, aye, but what about a katan that becomes a gadol in the middle of Shabbos? And all seem to agree that you have to keep the rest of Shabbos. So how do you reconcile? So I want to say, the katan, even though it's a complete union as well, but the katan already was chayiv in Shabbos. Chayiv midrabanan, he was keeping Shabbos. So either way, they want to give an answer by Shabbos. According to some mefarshim, there's no other thing as keeping a half Shabbos. Either you're chayiv in Shabbos or you're not. So, by Shabbos, they seem to agree. Maybe it's every second mechayev you in Shabbos. But others say, no, it's a complete unit. And the katan was part of the complete unit. But this, then, we can understand. If you assume that you need to have a complete unit, so that's what someone has suggested here. That Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah on Shabbos. Pashtus, I guess they're assuming during the day. So on Shabbos, on the Aseres HaDibros, when the Torah was given, they gave us Zorcha Shama Shabbos Kokacho. So it gave us the Mitzvah Shabbos in midday. So the Lach is a half of Shabbos and a Chayavin. So therefore, really, we didn't have to keep Shabbos, ironically. The first Shabbos of Matan Torah, according to this Mahalach, you didn't have to keep Shabbos. So therefore, really, they could have shechted and did Malicha. That's why the Mishnah Berurah has to come on to the issue of in economy they could have, but the reason why they didn't, it was a big tircha. People were tired, exhausted, and that's why. We know we have a tradition, Shabbos was given a Marar, but that's a different that was a volunteer, that's a Shabbos you volunteer for. That wasn't necessarily mandatory. That's why maybe that Shabbos was Besimcha. But as Mitzinai, it's double. We know all our mitzvahs. It's because of our sin. That's like the Rambam writes in Perish on Mishnah is regarding Mila. We don't do Mila because Avram. We do Mila because it was given in Har Sinai. So that's the so. Why do we have dairy on Yontif according to the Mishnah Berurah and others? Because it's a tircha. It's too much work to go ahead. Aye, what do you mean? All agree that it was Shabbos, so why don't you just take the, just say you can't do it because you couldn't slaughter the food? And the answer is, perhaps, is because since Klal Yisrael was commanded on the first Shabbos, on Shabbos in midday, Shabbos is a complete unit, and therefore you only keep Shabbos when it's a full Shabbos. So in Achinami, the first Shabbos, they could have shechted, they could have did melicha, but they didn't because it was a tircha, and that's why the Mishnah is the minug of eating dairy on Shavuos, not because they couldn't shechted or Shabbos, even was Shabbos, perhaps they could have shechted, but because of a tircha, and it was going to be too much work for the making the meat, and hence they stuck to dairy.